This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Many American cities continue cleaning up this Monday after a weekend of peaceful protests turned violent. Mayors imposed curfews in some of those cities and in the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., where often intense protests surged another night all the way towards the White House. The protests and curfews are among many imposed by local and state leaders in the U.S. as people continue to react to the death of George Floyd. He's the black man who died in custody of white police officers after an officer in the state of Minnesota held his knee into the neck of the handcuffed Floyd while Floyd was pinned to the ground, repeatedly saying he could not breathe. As demonstrations spread from Minneapolis to the White House, New York City, and overseas, federal law enforcement officials insisted far-left groups were stoking violence. Meanwhile, experts who track extremist groups also reported seeing evidence of the far right at work. President Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos in the United States and said the U.S. will designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. Communities in various nations around the world staged rallies in sympathy with U.S. anger over the killing of George Floyd. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Several thousand people have marched in New Zealand's largest city to protest George Floyd's killing. And at a gathering in central London on Sunday, thousands offered support for American demonstrators, chanting "No justice, no peace," and waving placards with the words "How many more?" In authoritarian nations, the unrest became a chance to undermine US criticism of their own situations. Iranian state television repeatedly aired images of the US unrest, while Russia said the U.S. had systematic human rights problems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.